and this is the way I hear it. Or he's talking about law and order, and he'd probably be the first one to do something that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think that came from something that we haven't always heard about. You know, you find highway patrolmen arresting people on the highway for being drunk, and they get drunk too. They track down people who have robbed banks and things like that, and they do the same thing. Well, see, people are finding those things out. And when they find those things out about the person who is trying to hold up the law and order, they have no respect for them. And when they speak about it, they speak in a way that, if to me, it sounds like this, talking about law and order. And he isn't doing it himself. If he wants to, law and order, better get out the way and let somebody get in there who's going to see that it actually happened.
Somebody, I thought, said a very interesting thing. He said, well, in the old days, there was lots of order.
Yes.
But not so much. I thought that was really very interesting comment.
Yes, people didn't have places to go, and too many people didn't get together. You know, when you don't have too many people coming together, you don't have too much trouble about order. Mm-hmm. So I think that may be one thing that could be accounted for, the order that they have had.
How did you get from Oxford to Holly Springs?
When I first started, I rode the train. There was a train going through here then.
Is that the same railroad that's over by the university?
That's the same railroad.
Did they have a place where you buy tickets?
They had a depot down there. This little train, see, they used to have four trains a day here. And the 3 o'clock train, then they had another one at 7, they called the Billboard, and they had one at 10 in the morning. And then they had that same number of trains going back south. So when I first started going up there, I would go back and forth on the train, but I would come home only, sometimes. I didn't come home every week, no, every 2 weeks or sometime. And then after then, after people started driving cars, we would go in the car, and that's how we did it. And we used to stay up there too, son.
If you saw the conductor on the train and he took your ticket, if you didn't have a ticket, would you say, I want to get off at Holly Springs?
I suppose that's what one would say, but we always bought our tickets at this little station, you know, before. We got on the train, and of course, when you gave it to the conductor, he didn't have any questions because you had your ticket.
I see. And if your father and mother took you to town, and they had certain things to buy at the store, would they call that trading or shopping?
Yes, they called it trading in those days. Excuse me, let me go find my tool.
Okay.
Long enough.
It's real cold out there, isn't it?
Yes, it's getting cold enough.
Could you give me a better idea of what you did when you were trading? I'd like any detail that you can remember, the items that you'd buy, and how we would prepare it for you to take home.
Yes.
Pay bills.